I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, netcast. Yes, did you miss me last week? I put up a little 1.5 minute, roughly, blurb saying that I was going on vacation, and indeed I did. And I'm going on vacation again. You say, Dr. Bill, how can you go on so many vacations? Well, the first one was July the 4th. Everybody's on vacation for July the 4th. We just decided to take off and do a little swimming. I enjoy that. It's one of my favorite things. So, it's time for the real summer vacation, which will be an entire week. Now, it's not next week. Still at work next week. But the week after, I'll be elsewhere. Yes. Well, not really. Well, yes, yes. I'll be on vacation. Anyway, point is, it'll be fun. But it may involve schedule changes on the old show. So hang in there. It's just one of those things, you know? Well, here it is, summertime. The kids are out of school. The weather's great. At least I hope it is where you are. And there's a lot of places you would rather be than it at work and home. You want to go travel and do things. But even though you don't want to be at work, work doesn't stop. You have to be involved. So what are you going to do? You're going to have meetings. And if you can't physically be there, the best way to have a meeting is GoToMeeting from Citrix Systems. GoToMeeting is an awesome tool that allows you to collaborate, get together, have a meeting no matter where you physically may be. You may be kicking it back on the beach in your easy chair, but everybody else is at work and you're enjoying the venue that you're at. But you can still join in on the meeting and not miss out on anything by using GoToMeeting. Now, all you have to do is sign up for this absolutely free 30-day trial. 30 days free. You can't beat that. Go to the website GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Now button and enter the special secret code word podcast, as it says there on the lower third of the screen. And you can try GoToMeeting for free and help out the Dr. Bill Show at the same time. I love GoToMeeting, and you need to try it. It's awesome. Remember, meeting is believing. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes, that's not what I was looking for, but I thought of something while I was looking for the thing I was looking for, which I can't see now. It's not here. I hit my coffee cup with a thing that made it go ding. Did you hear the ding? I feel like Mr. Rogers. Did you hear the ding? Anyway, I'm in a really odd mood today, as you can probably tell. So I got distracted looking for my beeper. I know it's here. My beeper's here. Oh. Okay, that was good. I'm wearing it. I was going to mention that I'm on call, see, and I have to have the beeper when I'm on call. So I put it here, so it's always near me, and I can hear it. Okay, yeah, I'm sure Fred enjoyed that one. Indeed. Oh, boy. I was already in a weird mood, now I'm in a weirder mood. Anyway, I have my phone here See if I can get the shininess where it's not such a problem. My Droid X phone, it's old as the hills, this phone. Yes, it's so old and decrepit. But it still actually works pretty well, you know? I want a new phone so bad, but they're just so expensive when you're a geek and you want all the cool toys. Know what I mean? Anyway, actually what I want is a Samsung Galaxy S4. That I already know. It's just what provider I'm going to go with. Do I stick with Verizon and have them stick me every time I want to use more data? Fool on you, Verizon. Right now I have an unlimited plan, so that's why I've been holding on to an old phone, because I don't want to let go of that unlimited plan. Sprint has an unlimited plan that's supposed to be fully unlimited, but their coverage isn't quite as good yet. Now they're fleshing out, is that the right term? Anyway, they're fleshing out their 4G network, and it will soon be awesome, but right now it's not as awesome. So I don't know what to do, dude. Plus, Sprint has a really good deal right now on the S4. Anyway, enough of my issues. Let's move on, shall we? Sigh. I'm going to go over here to the old computer, which is why I'm looking off screen. And I want to go back to the items that I had ready for the show that did not occur. The show that never was. All right, geek jokes. I love these. These are geek jokes. Now, the thing is, these geek jokes need to be read and seen with your own eyes. Because if I just read them to you, you'll go, what? And if you read them off the page, you may go, what? Because they're geek jokes. You got to be a serious geek to get these. More about that in a moment. Let's read them and I'll tell you what I'm talking about. I can't open the jar, she said. Install JDK and try again, he said. Did you get it? Yes. The Java SDK allows you to open jar files. .jar jar files. Okay. Open the jar. Yeah. Okay. There's a band called 1023 MB. Okay. They haven't had any gigs yet. Get it? 1023 is not 1024. 1024 megabytes is a gig. See? A phone is ringing. Of course it is. It's Saturday and I'm recording the show. Why wouldn't a phone be ringing? Anyway. It's okay. Why do engineers confuse Halloween and Christmas? This is another geek joke. Because Oct 31 equals Dec 25. Octal 31 equals decimal 25. Okay, yeah. Here's another one. Entropy isn't what it used to be. Yes. Two scientists walk into a bar. I feel like a stand-up comic. Two scientists walk into a bar. The first one says, I'll have some H2O. The second one says, I'll have some H2O too. The second scientist dies. Yes. Did you hear about the man that got cooled to absolute zero? He's 0K now. See, you got to read it. It looks like he's okay now, but it's really zero, the number, as in 0 degrees Kelvin. Okay, I know some of you are going, well, of course, Dr. Bill, I know that. When others are going, what? Don't worry, it's just geekery. And I like the geekery. Can you tell the difference between a chemist and a plumber? This one you really do have to read in order to get it. Ask them to pronounce UNIONIZED. Put that up on the screen, if you will, Fred. See? If it's a chemist, he'll say unionized. If it's a plumber, he'll say unionized. Ununionized. Unionized. It was right up on the screen. Anyway. So, Schrödinger and Heisenberg are driving in a car. Eventually, a cop pulls them over and asks Heisenberg, "Sir, do you know how fast you were going?" Heisenberg replies, "No, but I can tell you exactly where I was." Thinking this was a weird response, the cop decides to check out the vehicle. He comes back up to Schrödinger and asks, "Sir, did you know you have a dead cat in your trunk?" And Schrödinger replies, "I do now." The Heisenberg uncertainty principle, right? And Schrödinger's dead cat in a box. You can't tell if it's really there unless you look and observe. Yes. There are 10 kinds of people who get the above jokes. Those who do and those who don't. Binary, 10. Got it? Yes! Geekery! I love it. I love the geekery. Now, the anecdotal side point about this particular thing. I posted this on Facebook. And not all of my friends on Facebook are geeks, but some are. And I have a former colleague at High Point Regional, Bruce Walker, who is probably the uber geek of all time. I know you think, Dr. Bill, surely you are the uber geek. No, Bruce is truly the uber geek, okay? Dude, I mean, dude, you gotta know him to appreciate how geeky he is. Well, anyway, he read all of these on Facebook and showed them to his wife. And his wife posted under the post that I did, she said, "Bruce got all of these, of course. I didn't get any of them." Well, that's okay. You know, Lenita is not a geek. She is a, she's a finance project manager type person. Very sharp, but just not a computer geek, okay? So, no problem there. But Bruce, yes, he got them all. He just kind of went, yeah, mm-hmm, okay. All righty, anyway, we miss you, Bruce. Really do. Open source hoverboard in the works. Now, dude, this is awesome. You remember the hoverboard that Marty McFly was riding in the Back to the Future 2 movie? He jumped on it, and he would use his foot, and it would glide, and it was cool. Dude. And everybody saw it and went, "I want one." Well, now there is a project, an open source project. This is why I love open source. These people are getting together and collaborating and coming up with an open source hoverboard. Dude. I love this. Now, the project is due out in 2015. So in 2015, you will be able to buy this for your kids, put it under the Christmas tree, and Haltech Industries says they're going to give the boards to the very latest batteries, either lithium air tech or paper dipped into ink infused with carbon nanotubes and silver nanowires. Right? And it will create lift. It will basically power two very powerful fans, which will create lift, and then it will be you'll be able to float across the floor. And, of course, fall down and break your nose. But, hey, I can wait. I can see now the YouTube videos that will be out about the open source hoverboard. Cool. Now, I put in a placeholder, as I mentioned, for last week's show, which did not occur. I didn't even give it a number because it wasn't really a show. You know what I'm saying? So, and I used my tablet, my Nexus 10 tablet, which I have over here beside the old easy chair. I actually have it in a case thing. Targus case.
I love my Nexus 10. It's so awesome. And I love the case I have my Nexus 10 in with the Bluetooth keyboard. See the keyboard? Much awesomeness. Anyway, and the keyboard is removable. It comes off so that you can put it elsewhere. I found that out when I was showing you on the show one week, and it just fell out of the case. Kind of like the beeper that is on my strap there. Okay. Anyway, so where was I going? Oh, yes! The mini placeholder last week was done with the Nexus 10, just by way of saying it's geekery. Yes. Okay, next item. I'm all over the place this week. The fifth anniversary of the Apple App Store. Now, apps, APPS, short for applications, are familiar to most everybody now because of the App Store. And people get these nice, inexpensive applications for their phones. Now, I don't have an Apple phone. I have an Android-based phone. But I go to the Google Play Store, the App Store there, and get applications. And I've got some really cool ones out there. Not the least of which is the one that I am most using right now every single day, which is the My Fitness app. That's not the full name. My Fitness Pal app. And I'm using that to enter all the food that I eat. Excuse me. All the food that I eat. And that way keep up with how many calories I'm eating. And yes, I've lost 123 pounds so far. Hopefully you notice that I look a little lighter. Okay. But as you can tell, I have a long, long way to go. Years to go before I get to where I want to be. So hang in there. Okay. I had one person say, but we won't have Santa Claus talking about tech anymore. Well, you know, I'll still maintain my humor and curmudgeonalness for you. And the beard. Not losing the beard. Okay. Speaking of Apple, next item. Apple did conspire according to a judge. Apple basically colluded with other ebook vendors and price fixed the price of ebooks. See, the thing about ebooks is they're not actually paper books. Now, I have a book here on the table, if I can get it without everything falling off. It's a Star Trek book. Of course it is. What else would it be? My son, the Game Master, Benjamin, gave me this book for Father's Day, and I appreciate it. It's the Star Trek Mirror Universe, Rise Like Lions. Nice, big, thick book. Now, this book by David Mack has on the back of it... Okay, on the old desk that is overflowing with everything else, I have glasses. So I will read with the glasses. That will help. $7.99. Okay? That's what I was after. All of that just for that. Anyway, $7.99 for a physical book. It's real. Real, I tell you. And I won't argue with the philosopher, you know, dudes, and like my philosophy professor in college who said, how do you know that the chair is really there? And I thought, because I'm sitting on it. Anyway, so it's a real book. So, $7.99 for a real book. So, you ask yourself the question, well, an ebook is just an assemblage of electrons. How do you sell that? So they tried to figure out what a price would be for that. And by getting together and doing that, that's called collusion. And it's a no-no. Okay? So the judge basically said that, how did he put it? I don't see in the article a quote directly from the judge. However, there is one here from Assistant Attorney General Bill Baer. He said, "The result is a victory for millions of consumers who choose to read books electronically." Yes. So this price-fixing deal was a bad thing. Shame on you, Apple. Shame, shame. Yes. So, I doubt it will really mean much to consumers. We'll see. Oh! Yes! Thank you, Fred. Fred goes, "This is a boring article. Move on." Okay, I'm sorry. This Geek Software of the Week that the drum roll was about. Dude. You know, there's a Geek Software of the Week every week. Thus, the name. But anyway, not all of them are bell ringers. You know what I mean? Some are better than others. There are some Geek Software of the Weeks that I use every single day. Like, for instance, Audacity. Dude. I mean, come on. It is the audio editor. And it's open source, and it's free, and it's awesome. And I use it for my radio show, and I use it for engineering audio and doing all kinds of things. Excuse me. thing. I need to do? I do these right after I eat breakfast, usually on a Saturday, and I have milk for breakfast. And just to give you a little naturopathic, natural health thing, little information, milk, you see, will cause your throat to have kind of a gooiness to it. That's a technical term. And it makes you have that little thing in the back of your throat. So, I had Rice Krispies with milk, and now I'm paying for it as far as my voice goes. Anyway, just a little interesting fact for you. Now, I know this is probably kind of crazy in a way, but if you take a little bit of, Diet Coke, or, because I'm going sugar-free, so that's why I say that, or some grape juice, if you're not, you don't care so much about the sugar, that will cut that effect of the milk, and you won't have that issue. Right, you're saying, what? Well, for those of you that are public speakers like I am, these are important things to keep in mind. Anyway, I'm talking about the Geek Software of the Week, and I got distracted like I do. Anyway, the point is that not all Geek Software of the Weeks are awesome, but this one is truly awesome. Completely and totally and truly awesome. And it's going into my cadre of tools that I always install on every computer that I use, which are quite a few, actually. Windows-based computers, anyway. This one is ShareX. Now, it's open source and totally free, and that's awesome in and of itself. I love open source, and I love totally free. But this allows you to cut images off your screen or text or whatever, but as an image, obviously, not just the text as text. You could cut and paste that in a notepad without, you know what I mean. Anyway, if you're after an image, you can open up ShareX. You can, basically, if you keep it open, you keep it in the tray, you can just do a keystroke, and then it'll bring up a little thing where you can move your mouse and select the area of the screen you want, hit return, and when you hit return, it will go click, like it's taking a picture, and it'll go click, and it will put it up on Imgur, automatically upload it, and provide you with a URL, Universal Resource Locator URL, or web address for those of you that don't care that it's a URL. And then you can paste that into your web page or whatever it is you're editing, document, whatever, and you will have that image. That's just so cool. And you can grab colors off the screen and get the exact hexadecimal value if you are a web designer, as am I. Okay, so Really, really cool. It actually replaces Natty Wears Pixie, which is what I use for grabbing colors. And you can use this one app to do all of it. Okay, so this is cool. And you can grab things in various, you know, shapes like ellipsoids and triangles and diamonds and rounded rectangles and all kinds of other shapes. Dude, I mean, this is cool stuff. So, you know, now I know you're probably, you may not be as excited as I might be because I'm a web guy. You know, I do web stuff. I do the DrBill.tv site and all these kinds of things, and I use it all the time. So, if not, put it on the old shelf, and you'll have it if you need it, okay? So, are DSLR cameras dying? Let me go over here and get something else. It's here, really. No, that's not it. Oh, no, I've got a lot of weird stuff over there. So, here's what I'm after. How cool is this? I'm looking over at the screen. That's why I'm kind of looking away from the camera, is to try and make sure that I get it so you can actually see it. This is a Nikon DSLR digital single lens reflex camera. Dude, it's my new toy. I got it recently, and I really, really like it. And it's got a Nikkor lens. And those of you that are photographers know that there is no better lens than a Nikkor lens. Now, I know some of you are going to say, yeah, but what about Leicas? They've got really good lenses, too. I know. And Canon's not bad. But Nikkor, dude. Nikkor, it's wonderful. Okay? And so this is my new digital camera. And it has a, let me turn it on for you here. Oh, I got to take the little thing off there. Anyway, see that big screen? Dude. Okay. That is awesome. I'm going to turn it off now. And put the lens cap on. I always take very good care of my equipment, particularly camera equipment, because I'm just, you know, what do you call it? Anal retentive about such things. Okay. Let's put that in there. And, I'm also going to put something else in here that I have on the table. This is a mini tripod. So I'm going to put that in there, too, so I won't lose it. You say, what does all this have to do with anything, Dr. Bill? I'm getting there. Hold on. Just be patient. Okay. Set it down there. I'll deal with it a bit more later. So, you're wondering, what does all that have to do with anything? Well, it's because I have an article here on, are DSLR cameras dying? And let me just read you part of the article. A lot of you may not know this, but I wasn't always just a computer geek. I actually started out in technology as a photographer. I shot high school newspaper and yearbook photographs as a staff, in quotes, because I wasn't paid, photographer. I shot high school, for the school that I attended, Central Davidson Senior High. Yay, go Spartans! Anyway, that takes me back a long ways. I graduated from high school in 74. Yeah, 1974. Okay. Anyway, so it made sense that I would go to the University of North Carolina at Greensboro and get a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree, BFA, in painting, printmaking, and photography. After I got out of college, I opened my own photography business called Bailey Photographic Arts. I had my own little business cards and my logo. It was so cool. Anyway, as you might expect, I had my own fully equipped darkroom. Dude, awesome. Built from the ground up, it was awesome. It was totally enclosed and dark and had, like, when you close the door, the light would come on that says, do not enter because I'm in a dark room. I mean, it was awesome. Anyway, I also had a series of Nikon professional cameras, and I thoroughly enjoyed photography. Yes, it was my ultimate hobby. However, I discovered that while photography was a great hobby, it really wasn't what I wanted to do in terms of career. You shoot enough, you know, weddings and pictures of kids for their school, and it gets boring. I'm sorry, but it did. So, over time, I ended up into computers. At a time when personal computers were in their infancy, the late 70s and early 80s, and the rest, as they say, is history. Yes. Well, anyway, why am I telling you all this? Well, because I've read many articles recently online predicting the death of the DSLR, digital single lens reflex camera. Now, you might say, but wait, Dr. Bill, DSLRs are fairly recent technologies. Yes, they are. However, people are using phones, smartphones, which have cameras built into them. Okay? And they're getting better. And the new Samsung Galaxy S4, which, as I mentioned, I want one, has an awesome 14 megapixel camera built into it that is awesome and will shoot 1080p video. Dude. Anyway, so what about the future of professional DSLR cameras like the Nikon and the Canon? Well, the NBC News article that I quote here that I have a link to has a quote from Makoto Kimura, yes, who is the president of Nikon, and he said that we might perhaps have to change the concept of cameras in order to survive. Now, that could be interesting. Speaking of old school cameras, though, you've heard about, you know, 3D printing. This is a long netcast. We're really, really kind of running along, but that's okay. I had a lot to do this week that I was doing here geekery-wise. Anyway, Gizmodo had an article about an open source, yay, open source, 3D printed, like the MakerBot, you know, 3D printer things that they made a gun and all that kind of stuff by 3D printing. Well, now somebody has made an open source plan for a 3D camera. Now, you know, you can't 3D print the lens yet, so they stuck a Nikkor lens on the front, which is one thing that really caught my attention. It's a Nikkor lens. It's a 1.4 Nikkor lens, just like I have on one of my Nikon cameras. I still have them, even though I don't use them anymore. So anyway, many, it says here in this article, many camera manufacturers have stopped producing non-digital SLRs, and fans of film-based photography should be happy to know they'll be able to 3D print their own replacement for their beloved hardware if it should ever fail. The Open Reflex camera was created by Leo Marius, a recent design graduate who posted the plans and everything you'll need to make your own over on Instructables. Well, everything that is except a 3D printer, which is a bit pricey so far. Prices are coming down. But eventually you'll be able to, if you have a 3D printer, print your own standard 35mm film camera. Everything but the lens, okay? It'll work with any lens, but since the camera's plans are provided, ambitious photographers can modify it in any way they see fit, and the material costs come down to about $30, including the plastic, the internal mirror, and but not the lens. No, doesn't include the lens. So there you go. Pretty cool stuff. Now, I don't know about you, but this was a highly geeky, photographic-oriented thing netcast this week, which is makes me quite nostalgic indeed. Plus, I've got my new Nikon DSLR that I play with, and it's fun too. I should be mentioning something, and that is the contest. I know we're running long, but hey, I gotta mention this one. The last netcast was number 297, making this netcast number 298. So we're two netcasts away from the big 300th edition of the DrBill.tv, Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon netcast. Dude, And in order to celebrate that, I have already purchased for you, for someone who is sending an email that I'll talk about in a minute, I've already purchased a Boxy.tv thing. However, wouldn't you know it, Boxy has announced that they've been bought by Samsung, who is going to take their developers and their technology, but close down Boxy. So, when you win this, you will be able to set it up and it will work. It receives digital download from the net and projects it up, or, you know, puts it up on your HDTV. But, and you can use it to receive over-the-air television and put it on your HDTV. You know, and it integrates and all. It's nice. However, it's kind of a dead product now. But look at it this way. As my wife Belinda pointed out, it will one day be a collector's item. Dude. So there you go. So send me an email to drbill@drbillbailey.net, as it says here on the screen, and put the subject line of Dr. Bill Contest, dr.billcontest, and you can enter the contest to win the Boxy TV, which was a bigger deal before it got deep sixed, but like I said, it's going to be a collector's item. Yeah. So join us next time. And remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.